Well, it's Friday, everybody, and as we do every Friday, we're going to talk about movies. John, two movies are out this week, Julie and Julia and Paper Heart. Any chance that you'll be seeing either one this weekend?
No, with four kids, I never go to the movies. It's DVD for me, I'm afraid.
Well, we're paying tribute to the late, great director John Hughes, and we want to know from you, if you were in a Hughes film, what character would you be? Would you be Molly Ringwald, the princess, Emilio Estevez, the jock, Ally Sheedy, the person, I guess, with too much time on her hands? Well, we want to know, so please get in touch. If you plan to see a new movie this weekend, William Morris can help you pick which one. With us, we have William Morris, film critic.
Wesley.
William Morris is the talent agent.
Yeah, William Morris represents
Wesley
Morris.
Still in the film, kind of around the film industry.
I can review the movies. I can handle the people who are in them.
Can you take 10%?
I can take 15% as a matter
30.
Of fact.
What are you talking about?
Wesley, thank you for joining us. So, Julie and Julia, is it getting good reviews? Does it get a good review from you?
I actually like this movie. It's Nora Ephron giving us Julia Child in Paris with the year she spent in Paris from 1949 to the early 50s, mastering the art of French cooking. That's half the movie, and the other half is Julie Powell, who lives in Queens, trying to cook some of the recipes from that book. She spent a year doing that. She blogged about it, wrote, and it became a book. And now you've got these two memoirs, basically. Split in half, or the movie split in half with these two memoirs. It's really sweet. Nora Ephron has given us Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. And
the master.
She really works well when telling a movie split in half.
But is it corny? I mean, she can get pretty corny in Nora Ephron.
She can be very corny. She can also, I feel like she's not nearly as good a movie maker as she is an essayist. I wish that more of the wit that she writes with would end up in her movies. This movie approximates something that is true in some of her best essay writing, which is to hone in on a specific idea about women and feminism. It's interesting that what happens to Julie Powell is that she decides she's going to cook from these books, but I think that she's sort of adrift and lost, and she has been liberated from this, from cooking in a lot of ways, and doesn't really know how to do it.
So,
meanwhile, cooking meant in the 1950s is totally different from what it means now for
That's
women.
For sure.
So, of course, we have to get to Meryl Streep and her performance.
Meryl Streep, yes.
Yes, is there anything that this woman can't do?
She can't do my dishes, I can tell you that.
She won't,
because they're still piled up in my sink. Yeah.
So how is her depiction?
She's wonderful. I mean, she's Meryl Streep. I mean, there's not an adjective that has not been used to praise her. You kind of run out of nice things to say to her. It gets pretty boring, I have to say, as a movie critic. I love writing about her, but at some point I just wish, although Doubt, I thought she was a disaster in Doubt. But she's really good in this movie. I think she doesn't merely impersonate Julia Child. She really brings what your memory of Julia Child was like to life. And that's a real achievement, given how singular Julia Child herself was.
And what about Amy Adams? I mean, to me, she is just the personification of delightful, like in every movie, it seems. How is she here?
Yeah, you know, one of the complaints about the movie from people I know who've seen it is that she is not as interesting. Her half of the movie is not as interesting as Streep's half. And I think that it's not that she suffers from not being Meryl Streep. I think it's that Julie Powell suffers from not being Julia Child.
Well, who wouldn't want to be Julia Child, Wesley?
Clearly, John wants to be Julia Child. Let's move on to Paper Moon. That is a movie starring...
Paper Heart.
Oh, Paper Heart.
Yeah.
Paper Moon, that was also a great movie, actually.
Yeah, if only that came out instead of Paper
Heart. Oh, do
No,
tell.
I mean, that's probably harsh. I actually, this movie is very sweet. It's very well-meaning. A comedian named Charlene Yi basically tries to go out and make a movie of herself looking for love. She's not convinced that it's real, or she doesn't quite believe in it. So she starts out making a documentary about people in love and what it means to them. It's basically like all the intros from Lauryn Hill's Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, but made by Charlene Yi as a documentary. But a funny thing happens. She winds up kind of falling in love with Michael Cera, of
funny
all people.
That.
The noodly actor from Superbad and 1AD. So I mean, it's a sweet movie. I think that one of my issues with it is that it's probably too smart for its own good. It's intellectualized to a degree where it's not the love that you're noticing, it's the conversations about love. It's a degree removed from actual feeling. And at some point, she and Michael Cera try to escape their documentary film crew and just to be alone and be in love. I think the movie might have worked in some way without the love, without the sort of conversation about love conceit. And it had just been a sweet story about Charlene and Michael Cera, you know, being
nerdy. Well,
awkward
news about this is that it appears that the love between those two actors, unfortunately, evaporated. So...
Well,
that often happens,
you know, I mean, I think the comedy is, I mean, it's just kind of like a social networking movie. I think that basically she sent a cinematic friend request to Michael Cera. He accepted it. And, you know, like all your Facebook buddies, you kind of lose interest in them at some point or they're not actual. It's like they're not actual relationships.
Wesley, I want to thank you for joining us. And, you know, maybe you should be asking for 10%.
Wesley Morris.
I'm going to do what John says and ask for 30.
Wesley Morris, a little denial of service review there for Paper Heart. Also, movie he reviewed, Julie and Julia, which comes out this weekend.